Talking today with Jimmy Emmons, we're at the Regional Food Bank of Oklahoma. Exciting announcement today, and you're a part of it, Jimmy, in that the conservation organizations in our state, the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts, Conservation Commission, NRCS, working with the Regional Food Bank to try to make an extra, I guess, dual purpose of cover crops.
Oh, yeah. This is a win-win for everybody, Ron. All the partners here, as a producer and grower participating in this, I can achieve all my goals. I'm still planting a cover crop of multiple species, keeping the ground covered cool, but I'm also regenerating the soil. And so then we have healthy soils, we have healthy food, which is a common theme now amongst all of us guys in soil health projects, that we think that's the way we need to go. Plus, we can feed the hungry and the needy people of Oklahoma, which all farmers want to do. I mean, I don't know a single guy that wouldn't do this if he has the opportunity. So if we have a successful pilot program here, we hope this will grow. And we're so thankful that Green Cover Seed out of Nebraska donated the seed for us, too, as another partner.
Tell me a little bit about that cocktail mix that you're going to be trying out.
Okay, it originally had 15 different species in it, from multiple squashes, cantaloupe, 8 different watermelons, okra. It's got broccoli, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, different greens in there that may or may not work this time. We were a little late planting, but there's lots of species in there that will have cucumbers and different things in there. I can't name them all. There was 15 in the original mix, and then I added 4 or 5 more just for good luck. So it's kind of wild, so it should be a worthwhile project.
How's this kind of shape up compared to the summer, some of the previous cocktails, some of the mixes you've used in recent years?
Yeah, we'll have sunflowers and phacelia and beneficial flowering plants in there with this vegetables too. So the field at a distance will look similar. It'll have lots of flowers in it, lots of lower understory stuff, some in the middle. Of course, the sunflowers and other things will get pretty tall in there too. So when you're driving by at 60 miles an hour on Highway 47, you may think it's just another one of my cocktail mixes for cover, and that is a goal. So we're achieving both.
And from what you've been able to tell, you've obviously worked with a lot of different mixes as you've worked with cover crops and tried to really develop them that work for a more arid territory that you find yourself in, western Oklahoma. This is something you feel is workable.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. And quite truthfully, I hedged a bet just a little bit. I planned on the Barnett's Creek bottom, below a big watershed we have there. So we do have a little subsoil moisture to work with, but not all that much. So I hedged it just a little bit, but with the practices I've been implementing on that farm, we're really, really good. We're approaching 1 million earthworms an acre on that farm. We done a count earlier this spring, and so that's something that I never dreamed of, Ron.
So how do you envision, in other words, how will you be able to glean this? You're going to have people come out on a regular basis, or what's the plan?
Well, the plan is the Regional Food Bank is going to help provide the gleaners to come. I just got to kind of coordinate when things are ready, which that's going to be a challenge with multiple species. We're going to have different things coming off at different times. So I assume once we start, we're going to be busy daily or every week, 2 or 3 times a week through that. So that's part of the reason it's a pilot, and we'll learn from that and see how that is. And maybe we adjust the mix next year to that if there's problems. If there's not, maybe we add to it. So it's a great pilot.
As you work with the government officials, FSA and NRCS, I guess you're wanting to make sure that you don't kind of violate any terms of various agreements you've got with them.
Yeah, that's one thing we had to work around with FSA was on non-program acres. Now, we could plant that on program acres, but as a producer, I would have to pay that program money back on them few acres, which really, quite truthfully, doesn't amount to very many dollars an acre nowadays. But that would be something that we would have to pay back. But on the particular farms that I planned on this time, had some extra base acres that we weren't using, so I had some non-program acres so we could do that.
At the end of the day, what were your hopes on this?
The end of the day is that I have a wonderful cover crop to keep my ground covered so I can help my soil health, feed children and hungry people in Oklahoma. That is just a gift from God, and we're very, very pleased to be a part of that with all the partners, that we can help someone out that's needy.